I only had one question on A2, so we can come back to, let's do A1 last. And so let's just start with A3. No, B, sorry. We have three in A1.
Right. That's where my question was too, so that's good then.
Okay, so let's come back to B. So I'd like to go ahead and call the meeting to order. It's April 2nd, 2021. The time is 7:33 a.m. This is the meeting of the Application Review Committee of the Board of Psychologists Examiner. Ms. Folks, could you do the roll call, please?
Yes, Madam Chair. I'm Dr. Malott.
Here.
Dr. Catarino,
Present.
you have a quorum.
Thank you. I'd like to move to item number three, which is the approval of the minutes for March 5th, 2021. Do I hear a motion to approve the minutes?
I make that motion.
I'll second it. Any changes, discussion? Hearing none, I will go ahead and call for a vote. Do I hear an approval of the minutes?
Aye.
Aye. Minutes are approved. We can now go to item number four. I'd like to go ahead and start with the B category and come back to the A later at the end of the agenda. So we're going to start with 4B. We are going to start with Amina Yasmin Simmons. She is a doctorate. She got her doctorate in counseling psych in 2019, University of Miami. She did her internship at Cal State Long Beach for 2,000 hours and has completed 1,430 hours at her postdoc at the ASU Counseling Center. I saw no problems with her application and on this, Dr. Katerina.
No problems.
Okay, do you want to do the next one?
Okay, Ash Setter has a degree from Adler, which is an approved clinical program. She received a degree in August 20. She has 2,080 hours at her internship, which was APA accredited, and pre-internship, she has 2,584 hours. So I would say that it's fine. I see no problems there.
Okay, I just wanted to check. Do we have two references on her?
Oh, I don't know right
I
offhand.
see one on page 46.
I'll check then, huh?
Yeah, I don't see a second one.
Oh, okay.
Do you know, Miss Folks, if we have two in the file?
Sorry, I had to unmute. I believe there are. Let me check and see what's going on. Sometimes, I have it and it doesn't end up getting included, and I apologize for that. Let me research that. We'll come back to it.
Okay, let's move on to the next one, Jasper Sandu. Jasper Sandu has a CID from William James. He is completing, he did a, which is an APA approved program. He's submitting internship hours. He has 2080 for his APA approved internship, and he submitted 1,152 hours for his pre-doc, pre-internship hours. Technically, if you submit 1,152, you need about 111 hours of supervision. And when I looked at his documents, and I'm going to look again, I saw 96 hours of supervision. However, his total hours of direct patient was good. He had individual supervision, which was good. If he submitted, prorated hours, then he probably will be fine because he has had several practicums. So I think we need to send him a letter back saying that his hours fall short, his supervision hours fall short, and he only needs 920, so maybe he doesn't need to include one of his practicum or something.
So maybe I'm doing that wrong. I thought he, see, I thought he would need 57 hours. That's wrong, right?
Well, the way I'm doing it is 115 is
like 10%.
10% would be 110 or 111.
Right. But I thought they need it's really one for every 20. So is it like, I thought it was 5%.
Huh? Oh. Not 25. No.
I thought it was one. I thought it was 1 hour for every 20. So that would be like 57 hours. No?
1157 divided by 10 is equal to 115.
But that's one per every 10 hours, correct?
Yes, that's correct. So he has 96. So if you minus 96 from 115, he needs 19 more hours.
Well, see, this is where I was confused. I thought it was one per every 20 hours.
No, it's one per every 10 for pre-internship.
Oh, that's the difference?
Yes,
I see.
That's the difference.
Oh, sorry.
And it's one for every 20 for internship or postdoc.
Oh, thank you so much.
But in pre-internship, you can count, 50% can come from group and 50% can come from individual. That is the difference. So even though it's one for every 10, we allow a combination. We do not allow a combination for postdoc and internship. It has to be one individual for every 20. So.
Okay. I'm glad. Yes, I was confused about that. Okay, thank you.
Okay. So because there's that discrepancy, I think we just need to send him back and he can, you know, either he may have additional practicum hours. If we can let Ms. Folks know that while she's searching. You want to do the next one, Dr. Katarina?
Yeah, I will, but I have another question on this. So does it matter, too, for the pre-internship if the supervisors are, that there are two and they both need to be licensed or they're just one?
Come from from a master's level credential or, you know, some other credential.
So their supervisor, do they need one licensed psychologist who supervise in the pre-internship?
Let me check.
Or two?
No, they need one. They don't
one. Need one. That's okay. So that's okay. Because that I noticed that it's not the same. Okay. So Mariela Soto from the Chicago School of Professional Psychology got her degree in June of 19. Her internship is in Hawaii, Tripler. And says that it's APA approved.
It is APA approved.
I just am not familiar with it.
It's a very common internship site.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I have 2,180 hours. I had pre-internships, 638 and 640. So that would be 1,278. So there are the appropriate number of hours. She's a reapplicant, yeah. Also I yes. wanted to mention. Okay. Anything you want to mention?
No, there's nothing. She's a reapplication. Her application has been reviewed by the board and this is only her second time, so we will go ahead and submit it for approval.
The only other thing I wanted to say before was Sandu, the William James, there's a few from William James. And I noticed that on the paperwork that we got from Kathy, it says that the APA accreditation was due 2019. But I looked it up on the website and it says it is APA accredited.
It is.
Okay. But the paperwork says up
to 2019.
No, because
of the pandemic, as long as where does the paperwork?
But the site visit was supposed to be in 2019 and the pandemic wasn't going on, I don't think, strongly then. I don't know.
You're talking about the program or you're talking about the internship?
The program, the William James School.
Yeah, everybody's been extended automatically. And it's,
even if it was due in 2019?
Because the paperwork was due in 2019, but then the visits take a while. So as long as they're in the review process, they're still accredited.
Okay.
And if the site says they're accredited, they're accredited. So.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So even though, and especially with the pandemic, APA is automatically extended everybody.
No, yeah, I thought that for 2020, but I didn't think of that for the 2019.
The next site visit date is 2019. So they probably submitted their report, but they automatically get extension. That doesn't say they're not accredited. It just says when their next site visit is due. The next site visit due date is not necessarily mean your accreditation goes away.
Oh, no, I know, but I thought it was before the pandemic shut things down. That's
no, it doesn't matter. As long as it's accredited, the site visit date doesn't mean your accreditation ends. So regardless, okay, even in non-pandemic times. Sometimes it may take a couple of years before the site visit is scheduled.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
I thought on DeSoto, we could approve.
Madam Chair, committee members?
Yeah.
I've uploaded the second reference for Dr. Center into the meeting folder for your review.
So will it be with her actual application to be reopened?
It's right under it. If you look at the G.
Oh, yeah, I see it. Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. I apologize that it wasn't included in the file.
Okay, we're just keeping you on your toes, Kathy. So, so it's okay. There's so much of material. So the next one is Megan Jeffrey.
Mm-hmm.
Megan Jeffrey got her doctoral degree from SDSU UCD. It's a joint program. She completed a 2,000-hour internship. She did a postdoc for 1889. Everything looked good. I had no problems with the application.
No problems.
Yeah. You want to do the next one?
Shannon Jewel Jones. So she has a degree from ASU Clinical Psych. She has a VA internship for 2,080 hours. That's APA approved. Both of those are. Now, she has many practica that are counting. So now that I know that it's 10% and not 20%, she has a total of 1,185 hours, but I have to redo the supervision unless you have that because
I checked her supervision and there was no.
Oh, good. Because I was looking at it as a 20, you know, one per every 20. So thank you.
Okay.
Then I see that's no problem because it was fine before I had to recalculate now.
Just something to remember, Dr. Katarina.
Yes.
If one site is a little less than the other site, but total is fine, we will accept it. So
You know, I had that question. I wondered because there was somebody that had that. That's good to know. Thank you.
Okay. So I'll go ahead and make a motion to approve Dr. Simmons, Dr. Center, Dr. Soto, Dr. Jeffries, and Dr. Jewel Jones to move to the full board for approval for EPPP and licensure and to request additional information from Dr. Sandhu. Do I hear a second?
I do. Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Motion approved. This item is done. We move to item number C. I'll go ahead and quickly talk about Dr. Voss. Dr. Voss had applied for a temporary license. She since then passed the exam. Her application was reopened because now she's going for full licensure. We have her postdoc. It's been verified. No problems there. So
I couldn't find the number of hours from Dr. Baker in the postdoc.
Okay, let me check.
I had something 2,087.5 for the internship at Casa Pacifica. And it looked like she had a small practica maybe with Baker and then.
No, she's got it right there on the very second page.
Good. Okay, I don't know. I looked through that twice. Thank you.
Yeah, she did a 2,000-hour postdoc. She had 100 hours of supervision, 90 hours of direct contact hours, and that's all we really needed to look at.
So, thank you. I just couldn't see the number of hours. Thank you.
Right there on the second page. So, Okay.
And we can make a motion to approve her.
Yeah, I'll second that. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion approved. We can move to the next one, which is
the Efrat Eichenbaum
by waiver.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, do you want to do Dr. Eichenbaum?
Okay, Dr. Efrat Eichenbaum, a degree from Drexel in clinical health, APA clinical psychology health program, APA internship, APA program. And then internship is also APA approved. It's a VA hospital in Minnesota, 2,080 hours. Pre-internship, also at the VA. Postdoc of 4,160. And she is already licensed in Minnesota and has passed the ECCC. I see no issues then.
Yes, and I think I'm just double checking her postdoc, and she had 208, so she's fine there. The number of hours she submitted was 4,060. So we can go ahead and approve her. The next one is Jessie Scott. Jessie Scott we asked additional information because she was missing some postdoc hours. She resubmitted her postdoc and she now has enough of hours. And so she has 760 postdoc. So what did she initially do? Okay, so she had submitted initial hours. So she had submitted about, because the supervision did not meet the requirement for her pre-internship, two of them did and two of them did not. So she already had 597 hours. So she needed another 500 or so hours to meet, because
But I had, she had like 4,334 pre-internship hours, but they two of them did not meet the correct supervision. But I thought even we only need to count 1,000.
Yeah, but they need to submit the right paperwork that shows whether we count 1,000 or not. So she has now submitted. So none of her hours.
And she submitted postdoc.
So she
postdoc of Medin. Sorry, go ahead.
No. So she's got 760. Oh, she did two postdocs. She did one for 760 and one for 230.
Right.
And between the two, she does now meet the requirement because she had about 2080 hours for her internship. So we're not counting her pre-internship hours anymore.
Oh, okay.
So if you look at her, I'm just double checking her internship, which is
2080 at the VA.
2080, so she's fine.
And okay, and I did check the Nevada rolls, and she is licensed in Nevada.
Yeah, that's good. So you want to? I'll make a motion that we approve. We submit Dr. Eichenbaum and Dr. Scott to the full board for approval for licensure by waiver. Do I hear a second?
Yes, I second that motion.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion approved. We move to item number E, which is requesting approval for temporary licensure to sit for the ECCC. I will need to recuse myself from Dr. Woodward. He's a recent NAU graduate, and I have worked with him in different capacities. So we will need to move into the full board for approval since we don't have a quorum. In the meantime, we can do the other two, Dr. Watkins and Dr. Wilson. Do you want to do Dr. Watkins?
Yes, Dr. Kia Watkins graduated from Adler, is an APA program. She has an internship at Southwest Behavioral, 2,000 hours. It's APA approved. I didn't see any reason for her not to go ahead, and I would approve her.
Okay. So the next one is Dr. Woodward. No, we're not doing Dr. Woodward. The next one is Dr. Wilson. She's a graduate from Midwestern in clinical psychology. She is a temporary, applying for temporary licensure. She does have an internship. Her application looked good. I didn't see any problems.
I wondered why she was not going for the full licensure. She's 2,000 hours from Southwest Behavioral, and she had some other hours.
She's probably wanting to complete a 2,000-hour postdoc. A lot of students do like to do that. So she did not submit her postdoc at this time, which she doesn't have to when she's doing the temporary license. So I did not see her postdoc. She had an internship of 2,000, and she did not submit her postdoc hours. And
she had some I thought she had some 1,535.25 pre internship, or not? Unless I. But.
Yes, she did, but she did not. She's not using it. Notice
okay.
The check mark.
So, could you tell me again why they might not? If there is a good reason.
Some states require a postdoc.
Oh.
Students are advised not to do it if they're thinking they're moving and things like that. And you cannot do a postdoc once you're licensed. So if you go ahead and move to that state and they require a postdoc and you haven't done one, then you're out of luck.
I see. So, okay, thank you. I didn't know that.
So
okay, so we'll make motion to approve the two of them, you know, Watkins and Wilson, that they would be allowed to take the ECCC and be approved for temporary licensure.
I second that. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion approved. We move to the next category, and I'll explain this category, Dr. Catalino.
This one I know, credential, okay. It's the recognition versus waiver.
Okay. So, let's do the credential. Dr. Terrell is applying for a credential using his CPQ. His application looked good. I saw no problems. He has evidence of the CPQ. And unless you had a question, we can go to the next
one. No, it was just interesting that there was no internship, but it certainly had the postdoc hours and the CPQ and licensed in many states. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 states. So
yeah,
yes.
CPQ is all we look at. We are not looking at internship and postdoc and other credentials. Because by submitting a CPQ credential, we have an agreement with, you know, that's part of our statute, that ASPPB has done all the primary verification and that's part of the mobility.
Yeah, I have that. I know that help. It's very helpful.
Very helpful, yeah. You want to do the next one?
Okay, Jeannie Sperry from Ohio University Clinical Program 91, licensed in 3 states and has a diploma in clinical health. No problems to me.
Okay. You want to make
I would like to make a motion that we approve Drs. Terrell and Sperry for licensure by credential.
Okay. The next one is requesting approval for licensure by universal recognition.
Do we have to vote on those two, though, Terrell and Sperry?
Oh, sorry. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
The motion and second. Aye, motion approved. We can go to G, which is requesting approval for licensure by universal recognition.
Mm-hmm.
So Dr. Katarina, you are right. Waiver and universal recognition, an applicant who's applying by waiver, really should just go ahead and do the application by universal recognition, but they're not used to that. So they don't even look at the universal recognition category. And they just go ahead and do it by waiver because they're already licensed in another state. which is kind of interesting because we are sending these applications back because they have some deficiencies because it's not exactly aligned with our jurisdiction rules.
Yeah.
So a better thing to do, I think, and I don't know, Ms. Folks, maybe if we ever see that somebody is missing something, do we tell them that they could switch their application to universal recognition?
I have, if they are moving here, yes.
Oh, okay. So there's the difference. Thank you. Oh. I just reminded me. The difference is people can apply by waiver, but they're not in Arizona. They could be, they just want to get an Arizona license.
Oh.
But I if see. They appear to be, if we see an address for Arizona and things like that, we can maybe advise them about the universal recognition option.
Yes.
Right, Ms. Folks?
Yes, Dr. Mott, that is what I do.
Good.
That's usually the first one I ask is, are they moving here? And if they're not, then it's, I ask about the credential. And then if that one is not applicable, then I tell them that they have to apply by the standard application.
Okay. No, that makes sense. I just, yeah, you have to show the residency. That's right.
Yeah. So do you want to do the first one?
Okay, so Emily Cheatham has a degree from Alliant, 2007. She's licensed in California. So I see no problem. Residency, okay. I think she would be fine.
Okay. And then the next one is Dr. Flora DiFilippo, licensed in New York and New Jersey, no past history. She got her doctorate from Rutgers in 1981. And I see no, and we have verification of licensure. And what does she have to show?
I think she was moving to Sun City, or one of them was. So I think she has residency.
Yeah, I'm looking for it.
Maybe.
Bank of America. So Bank of America is, oh, it's in Sun City. Oh, the Bank of America verifies her primary residence. So, okay. So she's good.
Mm-hmm.
You want to do the next
one? Joan Joynson has a degree in 79 from U of A. And then she left sunny Arizona for New York, licensed in New York in 84. And then is now being resident, buying property in Sedona. So I think she would be fine.
Okay. And the next one is Dr. Molly Ann Maxfield. She's licensed in Colorado. She has a doctoral degree from University of Colorado, Colorado Springs. She has an Arizona driver's license, so she meets our residency requirements.
And she's, yeah, and she's working at ASU, so she's there. Okay. So I would say fine for her too. So
you want to make a motion?
Yes, I was going to make a motion that we approve the four candidates for universal recognition for licensure.
I second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. I don't, you know, I'm looking at my files rather than people on the screen. Let me see. And, oh, Ms. Galvin is here. Good. Welcome, Ms. Galvin.
Good morning.
Yeah. So we do have Dr. John Zapluski. Did I say that right, Dr.
Chaplesky.
Zapluski. Okay. I knew the C was silent, but I got the second part. Good to see you, Dr. Zapluski, and thank you for being here. We will go ahead and do an initial review of your application. I know we got some material yesterday, too, from Ms. Folks, and let me pull that up. It was in my email. Okay.
Well, I could see you have a degree from Chicago School of Professional Psychology and Clinical Psych, granted in July 2020, an APA approved program. Internship was 2,000 hours at Southwest Behavioral Health. That's APA approved program.
That must have been at one of my pre-doctoral practicum sites. My internship was at Casa Pacifica in California.
Okay, yes, that is APA too, right? Okay, then you have 2025.75 pre-internship, and those are at Southwest Behavioral and with Dr. Amy Knapp.
My pre-doctoral hours were from three different sites. Southwest Behavioral was one of them. I also worked at Oasis Psychological Services, my second year, which is a private practice. And my last year I did an advanced practicum at, AZ Neurospine and Pain, and that was under Dr. Amy Knapp.
Okay. And then your postdoc was with, Dr. Masser. Okay, Ramona, do you want to take over?
Yeah. So, Dr. Zapluski, I'm looking at your application again. I saw the confusion in your training plan, which was submitted by, for a different individual, with the name confusion. You got your degree from Augusty, and then you moved to Chicago School because of... the closure of Argosy. So you are submitting pre-doc and in a pre-internship hours, and of course your internship. Your internship was APA approved, I'm just looking at it.
The Casa Pacifica is.
Yes. So your internship was approved. We do not need a training plan for that to verify. So the confusion came with the post, being issued a temporary license, and we don't have a training plan, but you're now moving your category to licensure by waiver. You had a successful internship. Obviously, your internship was verified. And the only question I had for you, and I one of your references, Dr. Zapluski, spoke about, which is rare, we normally get, 95% of our references are stellar, but they didn't have a question. And those are the kinds of questions that, when licensees get in trouble down the road, it's the kind of comment that was made in your reference. And so do you mind talking a little bit about that?
Mm-hmm. I'm not 100% sure.
Oh, you probably don't know. Okay. Yeah. I'm sorry. It is confidential. But one question that came up was timeliness.
And meeting deadlines.
Deadlines. So could you talk about how you worked on those? I'm sure you got feedback because they said you continue to struggle throughout the year at Oasis Psychological Services. So I just want to know how you have addressed that when you went on internship. Your internship did not raise any concern. So I'm just asking the question at this point.
Yeah, I'd be happy to answer those questions. While I was at Oasis Psychological Services, this was my second practicum site. So during that time, my job requirements for working at Oasis Psychological Services was doing a lot of remote testing. I would be put into I would be sent out to juvenile jail systems and different places kind of across the state where I'd be doing testing there. And I believe what Dr. Leclerc was referring to was during the spring semester of my practicums with them, I was very from a personal standpoint, I was very busy with not only schoolwork and what the requirements of my practicum, but I was also preparing my competency exam at that time, as well as preparing my initial defense for my dissertation at that time. If I could go back and do it differently, I would definitely space these requirements out, especially not just my school requirements, but better plan for my the work that was required of me from Oasis Psychological Services. Since then, again, like I said, that was my second practicum site. the following year at working with Dr. Amy Knapp as my supervisor, she wrote very good reviews about me, had no issues about timeliness or keeping deadlines. And again, that was something that I really wanted to improve on, and show that I can be, you know, punctual and meet my deadlines when needed. And I believe I showed that while I was on internship as well.
Okay. And that's wonderful. And just, you know, word of caution, we get very busy. And one of the things I've seen serving on this licensing board, when deadlines are not met, reports are not turned in time, oftentimes there's a complaint. So we do not want to see you in front of this board. We want you to have a very successful practice and really serve your clients. But we are here to protect the public and ensure that they're getting the best services. And so it's really important when we license psychologists. Sorry, I know I'm preaching a little bit, but it's better, you know, to say it now than two or three years down the road and, you know, us having to address the issues that have been raised. So just want to wish you well, but extremely important that all deadlines, responses to clients, et cetera, are met. You know, you have a duty to serve the public well, and we have a duty to protect the public. So
absolutely.
So, I have a question too. I know you sent a letter explaining why one of the supervisors was a school psychologist and not a licensed psychologist. But I noticed the form that was signed on said it was already typed in licensed psychologist, you know, and it didn't seem like that would be a form that NASP requires. So I wondered why, if you said that was for NASP, but you were using a form that is not a NASP form, why do you think that he signed that form? I was just confused.
I'm trying to think back about when that form was signed. So
I think probably the beginning of the postdoc.
I believe at that time, Dr. Smith, he is a certified school psychologist. And at the time he currently his plan was to take the EEEP and pass. He does have his clinical psychology degree, but at this time he has not been able to pass the EEEP test. So I believe he is a doctor in clinical psychology. He's not, he's just not independently licensed.
But on the form, it said, Dr. So-and-so as a licensed psychologist, like that was in the form.
Which form is that?
Well, he wrote a letter explaining this, that it was a mistake, but on the form that the school psychologist certified supervisor said, I don't have the page, but it says, I so-and-so licensed psychologist. I think it was the first page of his paperwork, but I'll try to pull that up.
If it was Dr. Mathers from Arizona Neuropsych, he is a licensed.
Mathers. No, he is. I know. But it was the other person, the school psychologist. Because you said that was for NASP, but I don't know why he would. That's not a NASP form that I'm familiar.
Was it in the emails we got that I'm not seeing it?
No. Okay. I have to open it up. But it's on the postdoc training form, or I can't get to it right now. But you'll see. Wait a minute. Here it is. You'll see it. Okay, let me just pull that out. I got it now. Okay, so it is.
Madam Chair, committee members, it's page 43 of 54.
Oh, thank you. It would have taken me a while to get there. So that's great.
It says he's a certified school psychologist.
But on the one contract form, it says licensed. Maybe that's not the right one, right page, but it did say that. I have to just, I'm looking. I didn't know I'd need the exact page.
I don't see that.
Like the postdoc document that they would have you sign. Okay.
43. It says certified.
Okay. Yeah. No, but there is a place that says. So I am qualified as the supervisor. That's one thing.
That can work sometimes in Arizona. So, we may not accept it, but that's not a illegal statement.
And then it says, so, okay, well, maybe that's what I took concern with, that I am qualified as a supervisor. That's the part. Okay. So, all right, I guess I didn't think that that's what it was. I didn't think he was qualified as a supervisor.
That's for us to decide and stuff. Mm-hmm. But in the meantime, Dr. Zapluski is using his pre-internship hours, so this has become a moot point.
Okay, that's fine then.
So I don't see any more. I'm fine with Dr. Zapluski's application, and you know, I'm willing to move it forward to the full board for approval.
Do we need to move?
No, we'll do it all together at the end. We have we have one more candidate, but I just wanted to let Dr. Zapluski know that, so he can stay if he wants to, or he can leave. Because I'm just going to ask you, just before we actually do the vote for the whole category, are you okay with his application at this point,
Doctor? Yes, I am.
Okay. So thank you, Dr. Zapluski, for being here, and we appreciate it, and your willingness to answer our questions and your openness to, you know, and it is a learning curve, and you know, we all go through that at times, and so appreciate that and wish you all the best. So
thank you very much, and thank you for allowing me to speak this morning.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
The next application we have, and then we go back to the
you want to do Fezjek? Fezjek?
Yeah, go ahead. Do you want to go ahead and do that?
I could do. Okay. Arielda Fezjek has a degree from William James, January of 20, in clinical psych. It is APA approved internship, Southwest Behavioral 2000 hours, APA approved. And then postdoc is with Gentry, but at this point, just approval for the sitting for the EPPP is required. So I'd say okay.
Okay. Okay, so I'm good with no problems with her application. The last one we have in this category, and I do see Dr. Jennifer Teixeira on the line. Did I say your name correctly?
It's better like the cheese. It's so much than it's spelled.
Could you say it again for me?
Cheddar, like the cheese. Cheddar.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so the TSH is kind of silent. Okay.
Yeah, it really helps with the telemarketers.
Yeah, so you know who's not your friend when they call. So.
Yeah, exactly.
Uh-huh. Wonderful. Thank you for being here, Dr. Cheddar. And we are going to review your application. You got your degree from, we may have a question, so I really appreciate you showing up to this meeting.
Absolutely.
You graduated in 2019. You've done a postdoc at an APA-approved site at the Sutter Center for 2080 hours. Your degree was in 2019 from an APA-approved program. The only thing that I saw, you did submit some postdoc, but I'm assuming you're not ready for...
I realize the easier way is just to apply for the EPPP, and then once I complete my postdoc May 20th, I'll...
Yeah, that's what I figured this. Yeah, I figured that part out. So that was not a problem. We've got your contract. You're at, I'm trying to think, but you're at probably...
Right now I'm at Buelda Psychological Service.
Yeah, okay, I see that. So when you're done with your hours, you can submit the postdoc form. The question I had was not regarding your clinical hours, and Dr. Katarina might have additional question, was your recent incident. And you had three different things, and I'm thinking one is a felony conviction, but I'm not sure. So I was going to ask Ms. Galvin to help us as well with her record.
You want Galvin to speak, or do you want me to speak to that?
Go ahead and speak to the charges you had on your record.
Okay. It was all one incident, and they charged me with all three of those. It was in 2017. Since then, I have been through all my probationary period. I've done everything asked from the courts. I've completed everything. And so now I am off probation. I have, everything was dropped to the misdemeanors. There's no felonies.
Okay. It was
an open felony. Yeah. So once I completed the task required, it would be dropped. And so it was dropped and the felonies were dropped in 2019, September 2019.
Okay.
And then October 2020 was when everything I had early termination from probation. So I'm completely off now.
Okay. Because your because your incidents are more recent, it's only been a year since you are off probation.
Oh, I was like, the incident was in 2017.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But all the time. And I did read through your record and, you know, the things you went through and the fact that, you know, they said you do not have, I cannot say diagnosis in a public session. And, you know, all the different workshops and, things you attended to help with the situation. All that is really, really good. I'm wondering, are we allowed to go into executive session, Ms. Galvin, if it's not,
The agenda does allow you to go into executive session if you're going to review confidential records or
discuss. I really needed legal advice, that's all.
Okay, that you are allowed to go into executive session for that as well.
Okay, so I move.
To go into executive session for the purpose of receiving confidential legal advice.
Yeah. Ms. Do I hear a second?
Yes.
So just stay here. Do you mind creating a breakout room, Ms. Pakkanen? Okay, I see it.
Okay, very good.
Not sure who they are. Okay, so I'd like to go ahead and make a motion. We've reviewed Dr. Fezzik, Dr. Zapluski, and Dr. Cheddar. Move Dr. Fezzik and Dr. Zapluski to the full board for approval to sit for the EPPP, and move Dr. Cheddar to the full board for review of application. Do I hear a second?
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion approved. We are done with our agenda. I know we've had new people join us, but if your application was on, we've already reviewed it, and you can check with Ms. Folks after the meeting. We will move to the next item, new agenda. Do we have any new agenda items? Hearing none, we can move to adjournment. But before we adjourn, again, I do want to, not again, because I did not do it earlier, but I do want to thank Ms. Folks for putting all the materials together and using a new platform, the Google platform. It worked well, was easy to review. And thank you, Ms. Pakkanen, for being here and all of your work as well. And thank you, Ms. Galvin, for your timely, for your being here and your great advice.
You're welcome.
I don't mean to interrupt, but I was invited to this meeting to answer questions, so I'm just here.
Ms. Lemons, I think that you may have mistaken the start time of the CBA meeting. It begins at 9:30 Arizona.
Oh, they told me it was mountain time. Sorry, I'm Pacific, so.
That's fine. We will see you in about 50 minutes in the CBA meeting.
Okay, I'm so sorry. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. And I do need Ms. Galvin and Kathy folks to stay if after this meeting, if possible, to discuss an unrelated matter.
Okay. So do I hear a motion to adjourn?
Okay, I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second, all in favor say aye. Aye. Have a great weekend, everybody, and we will leave. So
thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.